Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking back at some interesting web design trend predictions made by an Atlanta designer, Jim Clannon, right at the end of a decade.
Yeah, it's like opening a time capsule for digital design.
Exactly. So our mission here is to really unpack these predictions, see what shifts were expected, and maybe understand a bit more about how our online experience was changing back then.
Right. It's fascinating because it was seen as sort of the end of one era of web innovation. People were really expecting some new, unique styles to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting to see which predictions actually, you know, hit the mark and which didn't quite.
That's,
so let's start with something basic. Text. Clannon thought we'd see more creative uses of sans serif fonts, businesses using typography to stand out. Why that prediction, do you think?
Well, I think a big part of it was the technology itself. Screen resolutions were getting much better, right? So designers had more leeway to, like, experiment with those clean sans serif lines without them looking fuzzy. Plus, it fits that broader trend towards simpler, more direct digital communication.
Makes sense. Cutting through the clutter.
Exactly. We process so much visual stuff online, clear text is just crucial.
Okay, moving on to color. The prediction was that black and white designs would stay popular, almost like a default canvas.
Yeah, kind of a strong foundation, but then using really small strategic bits of color.
For emphasis, like calls to action.
Precisely. It's all about visual hierarchy. If most of the design is monochrome, those little splashes of color become super noticeable. They guide the user's eye right where you want it. Creates focus.
Interesting. It's a controlled way to add impact.
Very much so. Prevents overwhelming the viewer.
Then there were the more dynamic predictions.
Yeah.
Things like glitches, video content, and micro animations. Clannon thought those would increase to keep people engaged.
Right. The glitches thing probably pointed towards those subtle, maybe unexpected visual effects, like playful transitions or slight distortions, just to add some personality.
Make it memorable.
Yeah. But the chatbot prediction, that was quite insightful for the time.
He saw major growth potential there for interaction and marketing.
And it really speaks to that growing need for, you know, instant answers and more personalized online experiences, moving beyond just static pages.
Towards actual engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about minimalism? Simple, bold statements, clean backgrounds, maybe info fading in. Clannon saw it as potentially risky for marketing, but exciting. Why the risk?
Well, the risk with minimalism, especially when you're trying to sell something, is can you make a strong enough impression with less?
Right. Less visual clutter means your core message has to be super clear.
Exactly. And the design itself needs to really land. But when it works, that clarity can be incredibly powerful. It cuts right through. It just requires confidence.
Confidence in what you're offering. Now, a really practical point. Designing for smartphones. The prediction stressed thinking about touchscreens, how we hold phones, thumb reach, even putting key stuff in unconventional places.
That was huge. Mobile browsing was just taking over.
It became dominant, didn't it?
Absolutely. So web design couldn't just be about shrinking desktop versions anymore. You had to fundamentally rethink how people interacted using their thumbs on a small screen.
A whole different ergonomic reality.
Totally.
And finally, Clannon mentioned culture and diversity becoming more important in design. More representation.
Yeah, and that aligns with broader social shifts happening then. There was a growing push for inclusivity across media.
So web design needed to catch up.
Naturally. As this global visual language, it needed to start reflecting the diverse people using it, allowing more individuals to see themselves in these digital spaces.
Okay, so let's recap the key predictions. More expressive fonts, minimalist designs with strategic color pops, richer media like video and chatbots, a mobile-first mindset focused on thumb interaction, and greater cultural inclusivity.
A pretty comprehensive snapshot of anticipated changes. And like Clannon noted, that was likely just the start.
Which brings us to our final thought for everyone listening.
How do these predictions reflect not just tech changes, but maybe deeper shifts in communication and cultural values?
And beyond these predictions, what unexpected innovations do you think have really reshaped web design since then? Something to mull over.